Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. If all you're taking away from Championship Sunday is complaints about the refs and calls or no calls, then I'm sad for you. You missed a pair of really good games. So on Twitter or on Facebook, what are you taking away? I almost feel like saying if it's not about the refs. And we're pleased to welcome from New Orleans, Rich Hammond, who covers the Rams for the Orange County Register. Rich, in the wake of the NFC Championship, it was a game that goes into overtime. Rams are able to erase a double-figure deficit. And kind of thinking big picture, we'll focus on some of the smaller stuff, but big picture, what did the Rams say were the major differences and reasons they were able to come back?
Well, I think it started with the defense, and that actually calmed down a little bit earlier. I mean, it took the offense a little bit of time to get going, but really, you know, kind of starting in that second quarter, they were slowing down the Saints. And it certainly was a lot different from the first game when they played in November, when they just couldn't stop anything that the Saints were doing. And you're never going to completely shut down that team. But I thought they did a really good job of slowing down Alvin Kamara and, you know, kind of taking Michael Thomas out of the game, too. So that was pretty consistent throughout. And then the offense slowly kind of started to come along. You saw Jared Goff kind of play his way into the game a little bit and get a little bit more confident there in the second half. So I kind of figured they were going to get there. I didn't know whether they'd get all the way back or whether they'd be able to win the game. But you could kind of tell as the game was going on that the momentum was kind of turning a little bit.
Certainly does help when you have a kicker like Greg Zuerlein who can make those kicks under pressure. But you're right, you talk about that first quarter and slow start for the offense, and it was such a lopsided affair statistically after that opening quarter, and then you look at the final stats and they're pretty much even in almost every category. One of the major question marks is Todd Gurley, and so before we talk about anything else, I just wondered, what did he have to say about the game and what might be wrong with him?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, we all know how coaches and athletes can be. It's not that they lie necessarily. It's that they sometimes don't always tell the whole truth. So, you know, whether or not Todd Gurley's knee is still a factor, I'm not sure. He's been practicing, you know, pretty much fully. We don't get to watch them practice now, so I can't tell you exactly what he's doing in practice, but he hasn't been on the injury report. He's been a full go. So everything that the Rams have said is that he's okay. He's ready to play. Now, that may be true, and what we might have seen tonight is just that he was a little bit off, and when we talked to Todd after the game, that's basically what he said. He just wasn't on his game. And I think maybe, certainly, you know, Sean McVay had an early pull either way, because after those first couple series, he went pretty heavily with C.J. Anderson. He did come back to Todd a little bit there in the second half. So it's not like, you know, he did hurt that knee and he just was unable to play. Sean McVay described it as he felt the flow of the game, and he felt maybe the style of C.J. Anderson, I think, maybe fit what that game required. So shocking to say that the Rams would win that game, win the NFC Championship, and Todd Gurley would only have a handful of touches. I don't think anybody would have predicted that.
And if he is banged up now, he has a couple of weeks to try to recover in time for Super Bowl 53. Rich Hammond covers the Rams for the Orange County Register from New Orleans with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, major point of controversy inside the two-minute warning and regulation. Nickell Robey-Coleman plows into Tommy Lee Lewis. There's no pass interference. New Orleans ends up settling for a field goal there, though likely would have been able to run out the clock if that flag had been thrown. What did the Rams say about that moment?
Yeah, Nickell Robey-Coleman, look, he's a real stand-up guy. I mean, you can say what you want about the situation. You won't find a much better guy than Nickell Robey-Coleman. And he basically said, yeah, I thought it was pass interference. I mean, I don't care who you are, Rams fan, Saints fan, anybody, I don't think you could look at that play and say, well, maybe that wasn't pass interference. It absolutely was. There's no question. So, I, you know, the Rams, I think, A, they were celebrating, period. So I don't think they really care too much at the moment, if we're being completely honest. But Nikhil, I thought, was, you know, pretty forthright. He stood there doing interviews for at least a half hour. He was the last guy out of uniform.
Wow.
In the whole team. So yeah, it wasn't like he was hiding from it or, you know, trying to make excuses or lie or anything. I mean, he saw what everybody else saw, that it was a penalty. Everybody, you know, except for the officials, I guess. So he owned up to it.
This is a Rams team that has some veterans on it, but obviously relies on some young guys in key positions, like a Jared Goff, and of course their young head coach, who's kind of breaking ground as he goes. But how have you seen Goff develop and grow into a quarterback that will now start a Super Bowl in what is his fourth season?
Checked off all the boxes along the way. I mean, he started out as a rookie 0-7. So the question was, you know, is this guy a bust? And so, you know, he came in the next season and kind of answered that. Okay, he's not a bust. Is he a, you know, is he a legitimate starter in the NFL? And then he played well and answered that question. Then the question became, can he lead a team to the playoffs? And then he did that. And then the question this year coming in was, well, what can he do? Can he take that next step? And now not only has he won a playoff game, but he's headed to the Super Bowl. So it's kind of like at every step he's had people questioning, well, could he really do that? Could he really do this? And really, he's just kind of climbed that ladder and done everything that you can ask. I mean, he's 24 years old, and he's going to the Super Bowl. I think there's only five other guys who have ever done that. Dan Marino's won, Tom Brady's won, Roethlisberger's won, and then a couple guys, you know, back in the 70s, I believe. So that's quite a club to get to the Super Bowl at that young age. So I know there's still some doubters out there, and I'm sure there will be, you know, going into the Super Bowl, but you can't really ask a whole lot more than what Jared Goff has given this year.
And there was this graphic that Fox used during the broadcast about what were you doing at age 32, kind of in reference to Sean McVay and the fact that he is already the youngest NFL head coach ever to win a playoff game. And now here he is guiding the Rams to the Super Bowl. What was his reaction to getting this team now to the promised land?
Yeah, excited, I think. But, I mean, the one thing about Sean is, I mean, he's kind of kept the same kind of attitude all year long. I mean, they don't say it, but I think it was clear that this was the goal. I mean, everybody knew at the start of the season how much talent was on that Rams roster. And I think everybody looked at the Rams, you know, as we got into the season, I think everybody looked at the Rams and the Saints as the two teams out of the NFC that should get there. So I think there's excitement, but in knowing Sean McVay like I do, he probably will celebrate it tonight. And tomorrow afternoon, they'll be talking about the Patriots. He's not a guy who really kind of rests on his laurels or celebrates wins too long, or frankly, you know, dwells on losses too long. Either way, I think he's very much on to the next thing, and they're probably watching tape of the Patriots on the flight home, if I had to guess, knowing how he is.
And yet, opposite end of the spectrum, you have Wade Phillips, who's pretty much done everything you can possibly do in football, and yet still, at his age, not only is a valuable resource for Coach McVay, but can somehow relate and get young, you know, guys that are 50 years younger than him to relate to him and play the way that he needs them to play.
Yeah, it's been – I didn't know Wade at all, you know, before he came to the Rams. And that's the one thing that's really impressed me, aside from his, you know, football acumen, is just what you said, is that he's a guy who you can go either way. Like, sometimes if you're a quote-unquote player's coach, you can kind of be a pushover. Or if you're kind of the hard-nosed disciplinarian, you go that way. But Wade really, you know, I guess sometime over the past 40 years has really found a soft spot between there, to where he is a player's coach. Like you said, they really like being around him. He has a great personality. But at the same time, they really respect him. And the things that he says, you know, they listen. He has their attention when he's at the front of the room. So it's a very nice balance, I think, if you're a team, to have a guy like that who, you know, the players like him, but they also respect him. It's very hard, I think, to have those two things at the same time.
Rich Hammond covers the Rams for the Orange County Register with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio after the NFC Championship. All right, so the million-dollar question, how loud was it inside the Superdome, Rich?
Oh, yeah, it was as loud as anything I've ever heard. And, I mean, I know anybody who's gone to a game down there would not be surprised to hear that. I mean, I was here in November. I was here a couple of years ago when the Rams played here. I thought it was loud in November, and I thought, okay, that's a loud game. But this was at a whole other level. I mean, I know people have put it out there on Twitter and stuff, but we had our water bottles sitting in front of us on the table, and if you looked, you could see the water in the bottle was like quivering. It was almost like, for those of us back home when we have earthquakes, it was like that. I mean, where you just kind of feel things tremble a little bit. And then at one point I thought, we're not having an earthquake, are we? They don't have those in New Orleans, do they? but it was just the noise and just a whole different level than anything I'd experienced. And I think anything that the Rams have ever experienced either.
This is going to be a lot of fun to see what they can do at the next step, which, of course, will happen in 2 weeks in Atlanta. You can find Rich on Twitter at Rich_Hammond. Covers the Rams for the Orange County Register. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. I appreciate it.
You got it, Amy. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.